Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria de incidencias de 2021. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Escriba sus respuestas en la hoja de respuestas.
Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 extracts of people answering personal questions. Match each speaker to the corresponding question. There are 2 questions you do not need. Extract 0 is given as an example. You must write your answers on the answer sheet provided. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions. Example.
I'd say my best quality is my friendliness. I always try to be positive and polite and friendly to people who I meet, especially the first time, and I try to continue that. But regardless of who they are, I try to give them, treat them friendly. I enjoy being friendly, so it's not really work to me. It's just part of my personality.
Speaker 1.
I absolutely never cook. I used to cook when I was in university, but I never got very far with it. It was boring. And I have a microwave and a kettle in my apartment, and that's it. And I would never cook for another person.
Speaker 2.
To work at the United Nations. I would like to work there because I could work in a very multicultural environment and I would be allowed to travel a lot and experience many different types of countries and lifestyles.
Speaker 3.
When I was 15, I had a job at McDonald's, flipping burgers, doing fries, cooking, not taking orders. I enjoyed it for a while, about 2 or 3 months, but then I started losing interest in it, and after 6 months, I quit the job. But it was a good job for a 15-year-old.
Speaker 4.
Well, I usually wake up maybe 5 or 6 in the morning, but I don't get up straight away. I stay in bed for a while and get used to the idea that the day is starting, maybe read a book or something, check my phone messages, and I get up at about maybe 7:30, 8. If it's a day off, I get up at 9 or 10.
Speaker 5.
Well, I would get up early so that I could make the most of the day and I wouldn't be tired. And then I would probably go for a run, and then have a yummy breakfast, and maybe meet my friends and go shopping and go out for lunch. And then maybe go to the gym or something, and then finish the evening by going out with friends, maybe going to the cinema, and then going out for some drinks.
Listen again. Example.
I'd say my best quality is my friendliness. I always try to be positive and polite and friendly to people who I meet, especially the first time, and I try to continue that. But regardless of who they are, I try to give them, treat them friendly. I enjoy being friendly, so it's not really work to me. It's just part of my personality.
Speaker 1.
I absolutely never cook. I used to cook when I was in university, but I never got very far with it. It was boring. And I have a microwave and a kettle in my apartment, and that's it. And I would never cook for another person.
Speaker 2.
To work at the United Nations. I would like to work there because I could work in a very multicultural environment and I would be allowed to travel a lot and experience many different types of countries and lifestyles.
Speaker 3.
When I was 15, I had a job at McDonald's, flipping burgers, doing fries, cooking, not taking orders. I enjoyed it for a while, about 2 or 3 months, but then I started losing interest in it, and after 6 months, I quit the job. But it was a good job for a 15-year-old.
Speaker 4.
Well, I usually wake up maybe 5 or 6 in the morning, but I don't get up straight away. I stay in bed for a while and get used to the idea that the day is starting, maybe read a book or something, check my phone messages, and I get up at about maybe 7:30, 8. If it's a day off, I get up at 9 or 10.
Speaker 5.
Well, I would get up early so that I could make the most of the day and I wouldn't be tired. And then I would probably go for a run and then have a yummy breakfast and maybe meet my friends and go shopping and go out for lunch. And then maybe go to the gym or something and then finish the evening by going out with friends, maybe going to the cinema, and then going out for some drinks.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. Task 2. You are going to listen to an extract of a story called The Client. Decide if the statements 1 to 5 are true or false according to what you hear. Write T, true, or F, false, in the white boxes. Statement 0 is given as an example. Write your answers in the answer sheet provided. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
School was finished, and Mark had 4 cigarettes in his pocket. Other boys drank beer, and some tried drugs, but Mark just liked cigarettes. Now his little brother Ricky wanted his first smoke, and Mark felt terrible. The boys walked down a narrow path into the trees behind their home. Home was a trailer in a trailer park in Memphis, Tennessee. Mom wasn't back from work yet. Dad wasn't there either. Mom left him 5 years ago because he was always drunk and often violent. Now Mark seemed like Ricky's father, an 11-year-old father. He taught Ricky to play football, to ride a bike, and everything he knew about sex, but he didn't want to teach him to smoke. "Sit there," said Mark when they reached his secret hiding place, "and let's hear the rules again." Ricky knew them both. "If I tell anyone, you'll hit me." "That's right." "And I can smoke only one a day." "That's right. If I catch you smoking more, or if you start drinking beer, you'll hit me harder." "Right," said Mark. "Now, watch me. It's really easy." Ricky was soon busy blowing smoke like a man. Mark sat next to him and lit another cigarette. "I was 9 when I started," he said. "You're only 8. You're too young." Ricky didn't answer. He was listening to something. Then Mark heard it too, and they stopped smoking. "Just sit still," Mark said softly.
Listen again.
School was finished, and Mark had 4 cigarettes in his pocket. Other boys drank beer, and some tried drugs, but Mark just liked cigarettes. Now his little brother Ricky wanted his first smoke, and Mark felt terrible. The boys walked down a narrow path into the trees behind their home. Home was a trailer in a trailer park in Memphis, Tennessee. Mom wasn't back from work yet. Dad wasn't there either. Mom left him 5 years ago because he was always drunk and often violent. Now Mark seemed like Ricky's father, an 11-year-old father. He taught Ricky to play football, to ride a bike, and everything he knew about sex, but he didn't want to teach him to smoke. "Sit there," said Mark when they reached his secret hiding place, "and let's hear the rules again." Ricky knew them both. "If I tell anyone, you'll hit me." "That's right." "And I can smoke only one a day." "That's right. If I catch you smoking more, or if you start drinking beer, you'll hit me harder." "Right," said Mark. "Now, watch me. It's really easy." Ricky was soon busy blowing smoke like a man. Mark sat next to him and lit another cigarette. "I was 9 when I started," he said. "You're only 8. You're too young." Ricky didn't answer. He was listening to something. Then Mark heard it too, and they stopped smoking. "Just sit still," Mark said softly.
This is the end of task 2. Now you have 3 minutes to write your answers in the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening test.